Hey, Brock Tickell, man, a career best, second overall, and you earned it. You rode great. You have to be super stoked.
Yeah, I felt, actually, it was weird. The first moto, I really didn't feel that good, and I was kind of struggling with the track a little bit. The track was really technical today, and second moto, I made sure on the hot lap I checked the track out a little more, and second moto, I felt great. Got another good start, made a pass on Alessi, and just tried to put in good laps, and I accomplished that, and I think that's what it's about, getting a good start and just putting in my laps. My bike's working good. Everybody on the team's been doing their job. It's about time for me.
What's changed for you since beginning of the year? The Hangtown you did well too, but what's changed for you? Bike setup or confidence? You've gotten some starts.
I think it's a bit of everything. I've changed up my training a little.
Johnny Louch
with Rockwell Training Facility. Worked with him. Started working with him 5 weeks ago, and confidence. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Yeah.
That's what Mitch seemed to think it was.
It sucks. This sport sucks, man, kind of.
Right.
It's so hard to bring your A game every weekend, and hopefully I can keep this going. It doesn't get much better than this. And I think if I can just slowly keep doing this and every weekend get a little better and better and maybe lead a race for a little bit and just get closer to the front. That's what it's about. I'm not settling for this, and I just want to keep making improvements.
Where did you think you were faster than Mike in that second moto?
You
guys were kind of yo-yoing a little bit, but where did you think you had him?
I want to say Henry Hill a little bit, mm-hmm. and then up around the finish line, yeah. and the section before that. I felt like I was doing that section really good every lap, and I thought after where the old finish line was. So there was a couple places on the track I felt really good, and some places where I just took my time and knew it wasn't the best place to push it because I was struggling there already. So I'm pretty happy. Can't get much better than this for my first outdoor podium.
Right. Contract time too for you, and I hear you talk to some teams. This does nothing but get you some more money and some more bargaining, huh?
Yeah, I honestly haven't really talked to anybody too much.
Sources are wrong.
And I've talked to a couple people, yeah. but nothing that I think where I want to be. Yeah. I appreciate all the offers,
yeah, yeah.
and obviously, but I want to win races and I want to be on the podium, and I'm going to go after whatever gets me there.
Right.
And that's what it's about. Just like I could have stayed on Star in 2010 or go to Mitch, but I went to Mitch because I knew it was the best chance for me to win a championship, and it sucks, but it's part of it. And if you're happy on the weekend, you're going to be happy with life, and you're going to be paid a lot of money. But if you're not happy with your racing on the weekends, then it's just going to be a hassle all year. So,
yeah, good point for sure. You should have seen us. And on another note, Swiss Corps tweets today, they're insufferable. Pathetic.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah. Redbud, hopefully I can pull through and just have some good moto finishes so you get to hear it.
I wish you almost wouldn't do that well, so I don't got to hear it from him. But no, great job today.
Thank
great
you.
Riding, and I think the story of the day, Brock Tickell. Thanks, man.
Thank you.